Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled "Police Officers Will Listen to You," by Zhang Xia, a Falun Dafa practitioner from Liaoning Province, China.
China Fahui, "Police Officers Will Listen to You," by Zhang Xia, a Falun Dafa practitioner from Liaoning Province, China. The political instructor, the deputy head of the township police substation, and two other officers broke into my home at 5:45 p.m. on August 6, 2015. They claimed to be investigating our lawsuit against Zhang Zhemin. They flashed their identification and started searching my home. I warned them, "You're investigating the matter of suing Zhang. Why are you searching my house? Don't do evil things while following Zhang." They told me they were just following orders. I said, "This is a wrong order. You will be responsible for your actions." They continued to search and took away many DAFA books, copies of Minghui Weekly, and other materials. They arrested me at 6:30 p.m. At the police station, I had one thought. I am a DAFA disciple. My master decides everything. I will not cooperate with the evil. I sent forth righteous thoughts and clarified the truth to the officers. At 8 p.m., they sent me home. The next morning, they rearrested me and said that the head of the local domestic security division was taking over my case. He said that based on the items they found in my home, I would be sentenced to at least 2 years in prison. Six officers took turns interrogating me. I was not afraid. I told them they were violating the law and committing crimes by searching Falun Gong practitioners' homes without warrants and for arresting me. I told them that the Supreme People's Court now guarantees the processing of all criminal and civil complaints, so I had the right to sue Zhang Zhemin. I demanded to be released immediately. At noon, they allowed my daughter to visit me and bring me lunch. She told me the police had asked her for 20,000 yuan to get me out. I told her, "I didn't commit any crime. Do not worry. Please don't give them any money." I started sending forth righteous thoughts right after lunch and asked Master to strengthen me. In the afternoon, I shared my cultivation experiences with the officers and told them about how I do good deeds and strive to be a good person. They told me to sign some paperwork for sending me to the police department, but I refused. Later, I learned that my family had negotiated with the police because they were afraid I would be sentenced. They had given them 10,000 yuan in exchange for the assurance that I would be detained for 15 days, but not sentenced. On our way to the police department, the head of the precinct received a phone call from the department. He was told to send me back and return the money. Within an hour, the 10,000 yuan was given back to my family. However, the head of the precinct refused to comply and insisted on taking me to the police department. He went in with his people and left me in the car with another officer. I clarified the truth to the officer, and he agreed to withdraw his membership in the Chinese Communist Party. The precinct head came back out after almost an hour. He said the director was not in, so we had to go back. On our way back, I told them, "You won't be able to live a peaceful life if you continue to persecute Falun Gong. Many people who participated in the persecution have received karmic retribution. Those corrupt officials being punished now, like Zhao Yongkang, Xu Kaihu, Gyo Baxing, and Li Dongshan, all received retribution because of their active roles in the persecution. You should stop following Jiang and persecuting Falun Gong." The head said, "We didn't know that. If we had known, we wouldn't have done it. We are sorry. We didn't know this would cause so much trouble. They kept apologizing to me. I told them I should apologize to you. I should have clarified the truth to you earlier. They asked, "Is it time to take the right side?" I said, "Yes, it is. If you choose to stand on Zhang Zhemin's side and continue to persecute Falun Gong, you will be going against heaven's will. If you choose to protect Falun Gong, you will live safely and happily." We chatted for the remainder of the trip. The head asked me, "What should we do in this investigation? We'll listen to you." I said, "If you treat other Falun Gong practitioners like you've treated me, you will be committing crimes. They've all gone through so much in the persecution. Please don't harass them anymore." They all agreed. They said, "You can go home. If nobody asks about you again, we won't bother you again." I said, "They won't ask." They replied, "Please, beg your master not to punish us. Please help us pray." I said, "Nobody will punish you. It is heaven that judges good and evil. Just remember that Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are good, and you'll be blessed." "Thank you, Master. Fellow practitioners, please point out anything that is not appropriate."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.